Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good evening and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio and Divine Connection prayer line. We give God glory for another day that He's added into our lives. What a wonderful God we serve. There is none like Him. We bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within Him. Bless His holy name. We thank the Lord every day for the provision that He makes for us. We thank God, glory to God, that we can call upon His name and have the faith and confidence to know that He's going to answer. As believers, born-again believers, men and women of God, even children, when they have that relationship and know what God's word says, then they can pray, trust Him, and just speak and decree and declare what He says, not to be caught up in the time, not to get caught up in being impatient, but let patience have its perfect work, as it said in James. We bless the Lord because God is so awesome, so phenomenal. And even in the midst of our trials and our troubles, He is there because He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us. So this is the hour and the time in every day of our lives that we need to give Him glory, give Him praise, and be thankful, and not allow the adversary, our the attacker, the accuser, to cause us to deviate off the path away from what God says. It's going to take faith. And as we have faith in the Lord, He said that's the only way to please Him. And as Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we have to get an attitude of gratitude that we'll continue to magnify the Lord, glorify Him, exalt His name. He said that those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So when we have the truth, which is Jesus Christ and Him being crucified and His word abiding on the inside of us and through the Holy Spirit, we can decree and declare whatever His word says, not our feelings, not our emotions, because the adversary will work in those things and cause us to lose out on our inheritance, and cause us to lose out on the blessed plan that God has for us. So we got to be in a place that we build a relationship with the Lord, have the assurance to know what His word says. When it go out, it's going to accomplish and achieve everything you set it out to do, but having the patience to wait on His manifestation. So we just give God glory. Because every time we think of Him, we ought to have that mindset, oh, I can't help but glorify and magnify and exalt Him. When I think of His goodness, when I think of what He's bought me, so when you think of what He bought me, but even if I didn't think of that, when I think of what He bought me, what He did for me to redeem me back unto the Father and being able to have the opportunity for all the benefits and the plans that He had for me, which He said in Jeremiah 29:11. That I know the thoughts, one version says, I know the plans I have for you, they're for good and not for evil, to give you that expected end, to bless and to prosper you. Not only that, He has provision that He says in the word on Philippians 4:19, my God will meet all my needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Psalms 23:1 said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then we go on down to Joel 2:23. Be glad, O people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the autumn rains in righteousness. He sends His abundant showers, both autumn and spring rain, as before. It says in Psalms 111:5, God provides food for those who fear Him. He remembers His covenant forever. And it says in Psalms 132:15, I will bless her with abundant provision, for her poor will I satisfy with food. Acts 14:17 says, God has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your heart with joy. Then he says in 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And Jesus said in Matthew 7:9-11, which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? And we thank God for the power of prayer, that we have a direct line. We don't have to go through a priest. We don't have to sacrifice bullets. We don't have to send up turtle doves. We don't have to do anything but just open our hearts and look to God in faith. Ask and it shall be given. Seek, we shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. But also in the covenant, it's got to be obedience. So living a life accordingly. So when we have that faith, we can trust God that whatever we ask, it shall be done. But I praise God again today for being able to come in online to exalt his name, to give him glory, to pray, to intercede on the behalf of others as we pray ye one for another. So we thank the Lord tonight for his mighty acts, and we give him glory. And as we prepare ourselves now to pray and exalt the Lord and give God glory and pray for those that are sick and for the homeless, for the government, for our children, for the nations, for families, for the church, for the church leaders, for the leaders of our country, for the youth, and against demonic forces and activity, for the murder, whatever God placed upon our hearts to call down these strongholds. He said man ought to always pray and pray without ceasing. And then we pray and we touch and agree, we believe God that the power of God in operation in our lives by faith, that we'll see the manifestation of his power. Praise the Lord. So as we get ready to open in prayer, and the prayer warriors coming online so we can be able to intercede tonight against, glory to God, the forces that are at bay that are causing so much chaos in this murdering and killing and the suicide. And some of those, glory to God, are in the place where, you know, they're losing hope and causing all kind of activities to be done through their hand, through coming against the things that God has said that we're not to do, and the things that are going on in leadership in this country, the things that are happening in homes, the things that are transpiring, you know, with our youth, the things that are taking place, glory to God, against the forces of evil that are bringing so much sickness and disease, and praying for healing, praying for encouragement, praying, glory to God, for even the laws to be, things to be rewritten, for the laws to line up that they will be for those that are walking and trying to do the right thing and for the righteous. We're praying, you know, that God would just move whatever comes to mind that the Lord has placed in our spirit to stand in the gap for on a daily basis, not just for on the Monday night prayer, but every time, every opportunity, man ought to always pray. So we're going to believe God as God blessed him for some of those things that are on the altar already that we've been praying and interceding for those that have been bound by or the enemy trying to hold them captive in sickness. We believe in those yokes to be destroyed. We give God glory and praise tonight. Father, as we come in your presence tonight to exalt your holy name, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you because what a mighty God we serve. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. We come to magnify your name and to exalt you and to give you glory, to give you praise, and to also intercede on the behalf of others and intercede on the behalf of those that don't even know you in the pardon of their sins, and even some that do know you in the pardon that have compromised. We're praying for yokes to be destroyed, eyes to come open, ears to come open. We're praying for a love for God and a love, glory to God, for his people, and a love for people to come in a place, glory to God, that they will allow God to use and utilize their gifts and give them wisdom how to walk through this land, to not to walk in fear and torment. God, so we glorify you for all your great and mighty acts and how wonderful you are and how you keep doing great and mighty things and how, glory to God, your word has transformed and changed and rearranged lives and even our lives, God, from the places that you brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We exalt you, God. We give glory to Jesus, our Savior. We give glory and honor to you as our Father. And glory to God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the lead, the guide, the comforter. We thank you. You are so marvelous and so wonderful. So, God, we praise you tonight. We thank you in advance for even prayers being answered. And for those, Lord God, that are praying and standing that, we thank you for their strength, their encouragement, and for God to bless in their lives and in their homes and in their ministries. We glorify you and thank you for it. What a mighty God. We can't express enough love and enough words to exalt you and magnify you, but not only just being our Messiah, being our Lord, being our teacher, our God, being our burden bearer, being our high tower, our strong tower, being the El Shaddai in our lives, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient God, the More Than Enough God, being the Jehovah Jireh, the One that provides. We thank you for Adonai. Lord, we thank you, Lord, to God, for you being Jehovah Mekedah, the God that sanctifies. We thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah Nisi. Glory to God. We bless you, Lord, to God. You are our healer and our deliverer. Whatever we need is found in the Word, found in you. God, even when we go to pray, God, even when we're going through some of the burdens we lifted that we're going through as we stand in the gap for others, we give you glory for such a miracle to be able to transform us out of the spirit, out of the flesh over into the spirit realm. God, we thank you, Lord God, for that anointing. We thank you that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing, and that we can submit ourselves to you and deny ourselves and allow the spirit of the Lord to have free reign. We glorify you for that, because without you, God, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. So we thank you for the provisions being made. We thank you that you said if we walk upright before you, you hold no good thing from us. We thank you that you said if we delight ourselves in you, Lord God, you give us the desires of our heart. We thank you, Lord God, because you are so wonderful. I bless you today. I thank you for the promises of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. We glorify you, glory to God, for your grace. We glorify you, glory to God, for favor. We glorify you and magnify you, glory to God, for such loving kindness. In the name of Jesus, oh, we bless you again for Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we can call upon you in faith with the assurance, again, with the assurance to know, hallelujah, that you will move on our behalf. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you and glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. As we go forward now and prepare ourselves for glory to God, the scripture reading of faith, then we're going to ask the prayer warriors to get ready to pray. Praise the Lord, and whatever God has placed upon their hearts in what we're saying concerning our youth and concerning our nation, concerning glory to God, whether it's for the families or whether it's for the leadership or whether it's for those forces of murder or whatever, we're going to just let the Lord use them to pray their heart tonight in Jesus' name. Hebrews 11:1, it says, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And Hebrews 11:1, we go to King James and say, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we're going to have faith and trust and believe that when the word go out, the prayers go out, whatever we standing in the gap for, standing for, or whatever we calling down or speaking against or tearing down or uprooting, glory to God, that it's going to manifest. And the timing, glory to God, we're not to look at time. We're to look in the eyes of faith and look to the hills which coming to our help. Look to God, the author and the finish of our faith, and be assured in our spirit that that thing is going to come to pass. We don't know the hour or the time. We just have to keep the faith and keep encouragement to know God is faithful and he's sure to manifest his word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank the Lord. So at this time, praise God, first of all, I'm going to ask his Mother Alexander online.
Praise the Lord. Mother Alexander praise online.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
The Lord bless you. Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Mother Alexander is online for 15 minutes.
Okay, we're going to have you to go ahead and pray then, Mother.
Okay, remember I'm Bible studies.
Can you hear me?
Glory to God. I heard you now.
Okay, you can go ahead and pray then.
Praise the Lord.
With whatever God's place on your heart out of that list, then you can go ahead and pray, since you don't have that long.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You want me to go ahead now?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, according to the promises, Lord, you said you'll take away sickness from the midst of us, Lord God. Lord, I don't believe you put any disease and sickness on us. But we know we have an enemy that come every time you turn around, is something coming up against the saint, Lord God. Lord, we bind that false spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind the sickness of high blood pressure right now in the name of Jesus. Diabetes, aches and pain, kidney, heart trouble. We bind these things up right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name, we claim the victory, Lord God, because according to the promise of God, above all, you want us to be prosperous and in good health. Help us to walk in that authority, Lord God. Help us to speak against these false spirits that bring disease to the body, Lord God. Lord, we bind in them in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God, and proclaim what you tell us we have, Lord God, because you said in your word, Heavenly Father, you will take away sickness from the midst of us. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord God, and help us to stand boldly in the promises that you gave us, Lord God, that we are able to stand firm and to bind these diseases that come against us. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for who we are in Christ Jesus. Lord, you gave us faith to believe, Lord God. Help us to walk this walk without keep bungling all the time, back inward and back forward, back and forward, back and forward. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God, and know that the enemy shall not have dominion over your people. Lord, I bind these disease and aches and pain that come against the saint right now. I bind these pain up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command it to loose the saint right now in the name of Jesus, for it shall not have dominion over your people, Lord God. Father God, help us to get down more and more in your word, Lord God, that this false spirit will back away from your saint, Lord God, because this is none but the enemy bring to stop your word from going, because if it attack the saint, how the word is going to go out. So help the saint to stand up boldly and proclaim, Lord God, that they are who you say they are, and not what men say, but what you said, and according to your word, Heavenly Father. You said we are overcomers, we are more than conquerors, and you said you didn't put none of these diseases on us, because according to the promises, Father God, you said you will take away sickness from the midst of us. Your word is what we stand on, Heavenly Father. Help the saints to know, Lord God, that no matter what it looks like, keep on standing and claiming the victory in Christ Jesus. For Lord God, these disease and sickness that come against your saints shall not have authority no more, shall not have dominion. Help us to walk and take that power that you gave us, Lord God. Because according to the promises, Heavenly Father, you said above all, you want us to be prosperous and you want us to be good health. And Lord God, I'm claiming victory, Lord God, that sickness and disease shall not have dominion over us. Sickness and disease shall not have dominion over us. Aches and pain got to loose right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast these spirits back to the pit of hell where it come from. In Jesus' name, we claim this victory, Lord God. Father, you said in your word, Lord God, that if we abide in your word and you abide in us, ask whatever we ask, Lord God. Whatever we want, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. By faith. By faith, brothers and sisters. You stand by faith and you stand and ask the Lord what you want to come forward. This sickness and disease shall not have dominion over a child of the living God. Help us to walk this walk, Lord God. And help us to let the enemy know that he shall not have dominion over a child of the living God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Help us to know more and more in every day we live that you already paid a price for us. You said you was wounded for our transgression. And by your stripes, Father God, but by your stripes, we are healed. Help us to hold on to that, Lord God, and walk the walk of faith, Lord God. Help us to know how to stand boldly and proclaim that victory, because the enemy shall not have dominion over us. Healing belongs to the children of the living God. Healing is ours. take your healing and stand boldly against this foul spirit that come against the children of the living God. Father God, we thank you today, Heavenly Father. Thank you for taking away sickness from the midst of us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for opening doors for us in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind these aches and pain. We bind you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. It shall not have dominion over a living child of the living God. It shall not have authority over your legs, over your back, over your hand. It shall not have dominion according to the promises of the Heavenly Father. Father says in his word, he wants above all. He said it in the word, above all. He wants us to be prosperous and in good health. So that let me know that this sickness and this disease and these aches and pain is not coming from the Heavenly Father. It's coming from the enemy. And we shall stand boldly and proclaim victory belongs to the children of the living God. I bind these false spirits that come against the body. I bind it in the name of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over your body. Plead the blood of Jesus. Stand by faith. Stand by faith. That's what we have to learn on, and that's what we must trust in. His word and the faith and the blood of God. Jesus paid the price for us. Why so many sickness going on the saint today? Why so many sickness? It's not of God. It's not of God. So we have the power and the authority to bind these things up. And when we speak, speak with the authority that the Lord gave us. Speak and let this sickness know, you will not be dominion over me. You will not have it in the mighty name of Jesus. We need to stand boldly. We need to stand boldly and say what God said. Don't be afraid of this world because we're not of this world. But you have to recognize who you are and you got to know who child you belongs to. Sickness and disease shall not have dominion over you. It shall not have dominion. We claim in healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing. Because according to the promise of God, he was wounded for our transgression. And by his stripe, we are healed. He didn't say we was going to heal. He said we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We are healed. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for healing, Lord God. Thank you for taking away sickness from the body, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. We give you glory. Praise the Lord. We give Father that praise. Minister Karen Gardner, are you on the line? Minister Gardner, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Alexander is off.
Okay, then praise the Lord, Mother. Praise God for you,
Amen.
I would like to praise God for you to pray of at this time and so forth for our youth. There'll be another attack with so many doors have been opened, whether it's through drugs, alcohol, illicit sex, some walking in darkness through, you know, with the satanic forces or with devil worshipers and so forth. So many things have been opened up to them and things that on the internet, this, that, and the other. There's so many forces, homosexual, all that. So whatever he put in your spirit to pray for the youth and pray for their deliverance, we ask you to pray now.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for the authority that you've given us. We thank you, O God, for your promises. In the name of Jesus, tonight, Father, we pray for your youth, O God. We intercede, O God, for your youth, O God, all across the globe, O God. In the name of Jesus, our young men and our young women, O God, we present them to you tonight, O God. We pray that you would look after them, O God, that you would deliver them, O God, in the name of Jesus. As we plead the blood of Jesus over their minds, O God, in the name of Jesus, over their spirits, O God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you will look upon every single parent, oh God, that's raising a child, oh God, or youth today, oh God, everyone in the family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we say, Satan, you loose your hold on our youth, oh God. Those who are going through, hallelujah, are in the valley of decision. Those, oh God, who are fighting with decision of God of being lesbian, oh God, and gay, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we just plead the blood of Jesus over them tonight, oh God, as we claim them, oh God, for you. Your word says that all souls belong to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for the authority that you've given us, oh God, over our children, oh God, even in school, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you will give them a deaf ear, oh God, to those things that are illicit, oh God, and not according to your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you will bind the hand of the enemy, oh God, who comes only to kill, steal, and destroy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, over our children, oh God. We pray that you will push back the drugs, oh God, hallelujah, and the drug addictions, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Touch, hallelujah, heal, hallelujah, deliver, hallelujah, from peer pressure, oh God, in the name of Jesus, having to do, oh God, what seems to be cruel, oh God, hallelujah, but brings damnation to their souls, oh God, hallelujah, help them to know, oh God, that you love them, oh God, tonight, oh God, with the everlasting love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, help them to know that they can be saved, oh God, in this hour, even in high school, in middle school, oh God, they can be saved, lifting up the blood, same banner, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, those, oh God, who have their priorities, oh God, wrong, oh God. We pray that you will give them the mind to make good choices, oh God. Hallelujah. Even under peer pressure, oh God. Hallelujah. Help us to think, oh God. Hallelujah. Clearly, in the name of Jesus. Think, oh God. Strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those, oh God, who are on the college campuses, oh God, we pray that you will encourage their hearts, oh God. Help them to know, oh God, that they need you, oh God. Hallelujah. As they need to put you first in their lives tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. The men and women on our campuses, hallelujah, that are going toward higher education, we pray, oh God, that you will stir them, oh God, toward you, oh God. Help them to know that they can do nothing without you, oh God. Hallelujah. Today, hallelujah, and forever, hallelujah. Even as they pursue professional lives, oh God, help them to know, oh God, that there's nothing, oh God, that you cannot do as long as their lives, oh God, are aimed and steered and controlled, hallelujah, by you, oh God. We pray that you will save, oh God, the youth, oh God, today, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray, God, that you will give them a deaf ear, oh God, of the music, oh God, that the enemy is using against them, oh God. How he has them in these trances, oh God, with their phones, oh God. We break every trance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We break every dependence on technology, oh God, that it's obsessive, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we restore, oh God, a desire to know you, oh God, through reading your word, oh God, hallelujah, through drawing stronger and closer to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, for helping our boys be boys, hallelujah, and our girls be girls, oh God, hallelujah, we pray that you will raise up strong men, hallelujah, strong men, hallelujah, that will be husbands, oh God, and fathers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and our young ladies, oh God, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, for the stones that you have placed calls on their lives, oh God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we pray, oh God, that they will come to full fruition, oh God, the prophets and the preachers, hallelujah, and the teachers and the evangelists, hallelujah, that they will come to be that which you call them for, even before you predestined the world, even before you laid down the foundations of this world, God, we confirm, oh God, with you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that the enemy, hallelujah, has no authority, has no control over our youth, oh God, that they will be that what you call them to be in this day, oh God, for such a time as this, oh God. And we thank you, oh God. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We just thank you for the gifts that you've given them, oh God. Hallelujah. They will reach for fruition, oh God, according to your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will obey their parents, oh God. Hallelujah. They will respect their teachers and those in authority. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. That we can come together and pray, oh God, in unity, oh God, in such a time like this, for such a time as this, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this opportunity, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for all things. We give your name praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Evangelist Jenkins, are you on the line tonight? Praise God. I'm trying to find out which one of the other prayer warriors are online tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Minister LaFon online.
Praise God. We bless the Lord. Praise God. If the Lord will have you tonight, will you join us and pray for our church leaders and also our leaders in the over the land for our nation. Praise God.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. The church leaders and the leaders of the land.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Our Father God, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Most holy and faithful Heavenly Father, we bow to reverence you, to give you glory, hallelujah, for who you are, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for the prayers that have already gone forward. And Father, we're here this evening, not out of formality, Heavenly Father, but we're coming to you because you have told us if we have requests, if we have things that we want to pray about, Lord God, that we can come to you and make our supplications known unto you with thanksgiving. So we say thank you, Heavenly Father, for leaving that line always open, always keeping an open door unto us where we can come and cry out to you on behalf of the things that concern us. And Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for being sovereign, for being a faithful God, a righteous God, Lord God, a loving God. We thank you, Lord God, that it's your will that all should be, Lord God, saved and not lost. You would that none should perish. Oh, God, so we lift up right now in the name of Jesus our leaders within the body of Jesus Christ. We speak on behalf, Lord God, of our apostles, our prophets, our evangelists, our pastors, and our teachers, Lord God, within the body of Jesus Christ. And we intercede on behalf of them, Lord God, tonight in the name of Jesus. We speak, Lord God, and we ask you in the name of Jesus right now that you move on your servant's heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that they don't just do things of their own accord, but that they will hear from heaven. And Lord God, receive the message from you of what your people stand in need of in this hour, in this dispensation, oh God. So we ask you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, not to be following our own accord or our own will, oh Lord God, because sometimes we are selfish and we only think about self. So God, let us cast aside self, but let us begin to intercede on behalf of this body of Jesus Christ, knowing that Christ is the head and we are members in particular. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you open up the spiritual heart of your servants, oh God, and give them the message that people need to hear on this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Heavenly Heavenly Father, that as you speak your word to your servants, O God, that it be like fire, Lord God, in their bones, O God, shut up in their bones, and they have to get it out. Oh, Father God, sometimes it's not good to just keep up with the curriculum or what's supposed to take place, but it's time for us to hear from you, O God. Help us, O God, to have our spiritual ears open unto you and to be able to get that message from you and share it, Lord God, with those that are willing to hear. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, for every boy and girl, woman and man within the body of Jesus Christ, praying for, Lord God, that they will hear the word of God and be challenged to be conformed to your word and more to be conformed into the image of our Savior Jesus in character, O God. We thank you this evening, Heavenly Father, that you hear this request, for your word teaches that you're God who hear our request. And if you hear our request, then we already know that by faith we have the petitions which we seek you for. So, God, we're praying in the name of Jesus, not only for members of the body of Jesus and the leaders within the body of Christ, but we're praying, oh God, for leadership in this nation. Oh, Lord God, we need God-fearing leaders in this nation. We need people, Lord God, who have a mind to do what's right, who have a mind, Lord God, to let go the wrong so that they can speak on those things that are good and those things that are right for this nation in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray that you soften the heart of man. Give them a heart of flesh so that they're be able to hear from you, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you help the leaders in this nation, O Lord God. And I pray, O God, that you give them wise counsel to listen to in the name of Jesus. O Father God, in the name of Jesus, we need help in this world today. So we pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, even in this upcoming election, Lord God, we need your hand to be upon this election, O God. We need, Lord God, the person that you see fit that will help govern this nation to help it to be turned back to God. We pray, oh God, that you let that person be selected in office in the name of Jesus. And sometimes, God, we look at things and we may see things one way, but we know that you see things all the way at the end of the matter. So we thank you, Lord God, for working and moving on your behalf in the name of Jesus this evening. We ask you, Lord God, to have mercy. Help the leaders in the government, Lord God. Help the leaders in the judicial officials, the House of Representatives, the Senate, oh God. We pray, oh God, for everyone in that leadership position in this nation, oh Lord God, because, Lord God, unless you send your word, unless you give wise counsel to these people, God, they won't be able to do it on their own. God, if people are living right, there is no God. Have mercy, O Lord God, upon their souls. Help people to realize that it's time to turn to you, Lord God, to seek you with all their hearts, Father God, for we realize that he must have clean hands and a pure heart if we expect, Lord God, to obtain favor from you on today. So we pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, that you touch the leaders in this nation, touch the leaders within the body of Christ. God, help them, Lord God, to let those selfish ways, even traditional ways, Lord God, or what they've been taught long ago. If it's not, Lord God, complying to the word of God, let them turn it loose in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we intercede on behalf of these people this evening. We thank you, Lord God, that you're a God that's able to help us. For you said, Lord God, you're a very present help, Lord God, to those that are in need in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, Isaiah 41:10, you said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for you are our God, for you will strengthen us, Lord God. And I pray that you will strengthen the body of Christ, strengthen the leadership within the body of Jesus, strengthen the leadership within this nation, oh God, and not just our nation, Lord God, but I pray for leadership in nations all over the world. For, Lord God, if people don't hear from you, Lord God, they will be in a sad situation, and no wonder there's so much devastations over the land everywhere, because people, Lord God, have sought their own way.
they've turned from the Lord God, the good path, and they're following the path of their own hearts. Oh, God, help us to cast down every imagination, every thought that's not like you, and take it captive to the obedience of the knowledge of God in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you this evening for what you're doing. We thank you for the leadership, Lord God, even over these prayer lines, Lord God, not just this prayer line that we're on now, but for the international prayer line, Lord God, where people even pray in other languages in the name of Jesus. God, we intercede on behalf of every leader tonight. For leaders need, Lord God, guidance from you, and we seek you for guidance. And Father God, we pray that we don't have a stony heart. We pray that we don't have a stubborn heart, but we pray that we have a wise heart, oh God, a heart to hear from you, oh Lord God, and a heart to be obedient to your will. For your word says obedience is better than sacrifice. But God, we need to hear from you. I realize sometimes, Lord God, because of the sin of our nation, oh God, sometimes, Lord God, we don't hear from you. But we repent this evening. I intercede and I repent on behalf of our leadership, on behalf of the body of Jesus Christ. I ask you to forgive us for all of our sins. And God, help us to forgive others for their sins, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we have no reason not to hear from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for each of these people in their prospective places in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, Lord God, to help us, oh God. Help us to be obedient to what you've said according to your word. Help us, Lord God, to preach Christ in such a way, Lord God, that people will be compelled to say, oh, Lord God, what is it that I can do to be saved? For I need Jesus as Lord of my life. Father, I thank you so much, Lord God, for what you're going to do within the body of Christ. I thank you, Lord God, that you've promised us according to your word. When we don't pray amiss, Lord God, you hear us, and we have the petitions. For by faith, I count this as a done deal in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you let your good will be done within the leadership and the body of Christ and the leadership of this nation. Help, oh God, and send wise counsel for leadership all over the world. In the name of Jesus, I pray, and I give you the praise for what you're doing. Oh God, I thank you. I'm reminded how Jesus, even though he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, that Lord, if it's your will, let this cup pass, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your will be done in the leadership of this great nation and in the body of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord God, to seek after you. And Lord God, if you don't give us a word, help us to just shut our mouths in the name of Jesus. But in the meantime, Father God, we need you, and we ask for your help on this evening, and we appreciate you for hearing our cry and answering our prayers in the name of Jesus. And we render powerless and effective right now every distraction that try to come against the people of God from hearing from you and from doing your word. We love you, Lord God. We thank you. We bless you. And we give you praise for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. We praise God. Give him glory for the power and the anointing of the prayers that have gone forth. I'm going to make a request. Somebody in the background had their TV or radio on. So if you can get in a quiet room or either turn it off or down, we certainly would appreciate it. It's interfering with the prayer, but we thank God for the power of the anointing that is that the flow of the Spirit is going forth no matter what. So if you would do that, we certainly would appreciate it, because when we come online, we want to use this time wisely to glorify the Lord in what we do. So we're going to need that quietness in the background. I didn't want to shut everybody's line off because I wasn't sure everybody's number tonight. As the Lord bless, so we're hearing some noise. Hello? Okay, I'm going to have to shut the lines down because someone in the background has a lot going on in the background, so I'm going to have to mute the lines for a minute. Father, in Jesus' name, your words let us know that you came to bind up the broken in heart and set the captive free. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your divine power and the authority and the anointing that you've given us to bind and to loosen, to curse and to cancel the assignments of the enemy, of all the evil forces of the enemy coming through murder and sickness and diseases and coming, glory to God, through the satanic forces of suicide and some of the hideous crimes that are going on. So, Father, we bless you today, and we thank you, and we come in agreement today as we come in a spirit of repentance against anything that may be in our lives and any transgression in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray right now as we come before you that we take authority over the spirit, glory to God, that will come to try to rob us of our protection. We thank you, Lord God, in your word you said that you promised that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and that we humble and entreat you, you to fortify, that you will cover us under your blood and bind up all the forces of the enemy that will come up against us. We thank you, Lord God, that we take authority over the demonic forces and the practice of the enemy that will come to try to destroy or try to disable us or try to curse us. We bind those forces up now in the name of Jesus, and we live a life according to your ability, and we according to your word, and we have the ability and the authority to put him in place that he will not penetrate, he will not steal, he will not rob us in the name of Jesus of the blessing that you have for us. You said that in John 10:10 that the thief came to steal and to kill, but you came to give us that abundant life. And so we receive what your word says, and we stand with glory to God that the angels of the Lord be encamped about us, and we thank him that they guard us, and we thank you that you bless us and you stop the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus, and we cancel every curse, every hex, every demonic force that will come in the name of Jesus to bring anything glory to God to try to these spells or hexes or whatever devilish assignment the enemy has, those strongholds, we come down and we curse it and we cancel those demonic forces. We stand, glory to God, on the promises of the Lord in the name of Jesus for his protection and for his shield. We come against the spirits, glory to God, of deception that will cause many to be deceived at this hour. You said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But you also said in your word, you'll not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. So we pray, glory to God, for the armor of the Lord to be upon your people and for them to know how to use their armor. You said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. So we pull down those strongholds. We bind up those forces. We command them to be loose from their assignment against us in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, against the voices that are coming and cause people's minds to be caught up, glory to God, and want to take the lives of others or destroy lives or do all kind of other hideous crimes. And the spirit of murder, the spirit of glory to God that wants to come, glory to God, and stuff out others' lives and with no remorse. We know it's demonic. We cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus, saying you are lying in the blood of Jesus. We pray for a regulation of the mind with mental illness and mental disorders where the enemy is coming, have minds distorted and chaos and confusion to come up against their minds. We plead the blood of Jesus. We bind it up and we loose that enemy from his assignment in the name of Jesus. The voices that are coming in the name of Jesus, coming against everything that God has said and bringing a contrary word in Jesus' name. That spirit of deception, even the spirit that lies, the lying spirit, in the name of Jesus. We thank God for his word that in the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow and every tongue has to confess. Glory to God. We loose the enemy, glory to God, from his assignment, from those minds and every evil device that he's using their minds to manifest retaliation or causing, glory to God, all kinds of corrupt things being done. In the name of Jesus, even the seeds that are planted and the demonic forces from generation to generation, we curse and cancel that in the name of Jesus. We believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. We believe in the power of the anointing and the authority that God has given us that we can command those enemies to release his hold. And even the spirit of the attack of the enemy for sickness and disease, we pray, glory to God, that the Holy Spirit that will pass over and glory to God in the whole being of the body and the spirit with your glory and glory to God, increase, restore passion for God, for his love and for others. Our minds and memories will be healthy and vigorous in the name of Jesus, that we are assured and focused and faith and peace and joy in the place where the enemy has come to rob and steal in the name of Jesus.
We thank you for your word that said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds for us, the believers. But we pray against the forces of the enemy for those that don't know you in the part of the sin where the enemy wants to come in and cause all this destruction and chaos and whatever. You told us that we can pray and bind and loose, and we command the enemy to loose his hold off the minds of the spirit of the enemy that has so many are running rampant to do all kind of foul spirits. I mean, have all kind of foul spirits that will come in, go back to steal, to kill, and to glory to God and rob people and come back around and bring harm to people or cause go back to satanic forces that have the human traffic and the drug traffic and the other kind of spirits that will come in, glory to God, and cause people to be depressed, oppressed, suppressed, and cause some, glory to God, to get caught up in suicide from hopelessness. We cancel those assignments. We take authority over the demonic forces and the satanic forces, those principalities, those strongholds. We bind you up and take authority over you, command you to be uprooted and cast you out and send you back to the dry place which you can. We come against the spirit of rebellion and stubbornness, because you said rebellion is as a witchcraft, and even that stubbornness is like an adultery. We pray, glory to God, against those forces of disobedience in the name of Jesus, to bind up those forces and command them to be loose from their assignment. Even some of those things that are coming up in the minds of the body of Christ, we come against those forces that are in activity on the outside as well, for those, glory to God, that are just wandering out there and don't even believe in God, don't believe of the true and living God, glory to God of Jesus Christ, and that because of him, glory, that's the only way that we can be able to have our sins forgiven. We are praying, glory to God, to come into the knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ and him crucified and now at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. So, God, we believe in the power of prayer. We believe, glory, as we touch and agree. We believe in those strongholds coming out, whether it be in our families, whether it be in our neighborhood, whether it be around on the jobs, whether they be, glory to God, even some that might be walking up in the church house but still yet not delivered, not set free. God, we're praying for discernment and awareness and so forth, for we'll be in our rightful place. So, God, we're asking for a clean heart, and we'll cast all our cares and concerns, and we'll let you come in and cleanse us and deliver us, so that we can be able, glory to God, to allow your anointing to be downloaded in us, glory to God, through your word, and so that we can be a force to be reckoned with, to tear down the strongholds of the enemy and uproot him, glory to God, and cancel his assignment, that he will not, glory to God, be able to take charge and continue, glory to God, to run rapid in the out here in the forces that he's using, glory to God, to bring destruction. We're praying, glory to God, for a wholeness and healness, even in the body, even as my sister has been praying, we're in agreement with that, because it's a time and an hour now that we need to awaken and recognize the signs of the time, and not just recognize them, but also walk in a place that we commit ourselves and submit ourselves to you and dedicate ourselves to you and walk in obedience covenant. Don't be a covenant breaker, but a covenant keeper, that we will walk in over to God in the articles of what your words and circumspectly on that path, that journey that you have, so we can be used for the glory of God, so we can be able, glory, to stand in the gap. There may be someone, glory, that gone through things, you reveal it in the spirit. You would talk to us, glory to God, through us seeking out your face and praying you. Begin, glory to God, just to talk to us, God, so we'll be able to know how to go and strategically, glory to God, use our weapons, glory to God, for the strategies that you will give it to us. So, God, we just pray right now for this deliverance in the name of you, that we'll not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, that we'll submit ourselves, glory to God, and hear the voice of the Lord, operate in the call and the giftings and whatever that you've given us in the name of Jesus. And we're so careful to give you the glory, give you the praise, and give you the honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your deliverance, for your healing, for glory, your encouragement, for your enlightenment. We thank you for the power of your word and for what you are doing at this hour. We thank you for those, glory to God, that are being reached through the word, that are being delivered, are being set free. So, God, we just praying that unity will come, we will come into unity, that, glory to God, we can be able to see more of your anointing and deliverance and healing in this life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to open the lines, glory to God, for anyone that have a prayer request that is that we want to pray and touch and agree in tonight. We give you that opportunity now to share those things with us so that we can come on one accord and pray. When the Lord finished, then we will be finished. Amen. Praise God. Do we have any requests for tonight?
I've got one request.
Okay.
Pray for people who are suffering with back
back trouble and arthritis conditions.
Yeah.
And I'm also still in prayer for the people who are suffering and who needs new kidneys. So we want to remember them also and thank God for every miracle that he's already performing and opening up clogged arteries and touching conditions where people have built up calcium, praying for supernatural miracles for God to deliver and to heal in that area.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Any more? Praise the Lord. Praise God. We're going to pray also for Pastor Bird. We keep it on this prayer list because the vertigo is really agitating her really bad. She got a little relief last night, but it's keeping her, the medicine she had taken, she was kind of weaning off of it because it was getting better, and all of a sudden it got worse than what it was before, so it's got her where she's barely to get up and the room's spinning and her body is over the gas, so she got to be careful that she don't fall and whatever like that. So we're praying for, actually to pray for Prophetess, Pastor Bird. Keep her lifted up until a total deliverance manifests itself. And we're praying, glory to God, against the force of the enemy for the highs and lows. And, you know, all of a sudden it's better, and then all of a sudden a setback. So we want to cancel that, that she'll totally be free. And certainly she does send her appreciation for standing in the gap, even on the airways and for those that are doing it. First, my prayer, Pastor Bird.
Amen.
Anyone else?
That. Yes, amen. I was asking that we remember the brother in Georgia, Charlie Pace, who, you know, is suffering with cancer. And we know that God is a healer. I mean, we know that God is more than able. Also, we're requesting prayer for a Crying the City ministry. We will endeavor to be out the street ministry on this coming Saturday. So, please be in prayer for us as we go downtown Charlotte at the bus center, and we'll be there from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So please lift us up before the Lord in that endeavor.
You said from 8 to 10?
8 to 5.
8 to 5. Oh, praise God. You can be there all day.
I'm sorry. 5 to 8. 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
5 o'clock to 8. 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sorry.
Downtown, okay.
Praise the Lord. Is that all for tonight? Amen. Praise God. And we'll continue to keep those others that we've been having on the prayer list for. Pastor Betty is up over on the life support. And quite a few others, glory to God, that if we haven't forgotten about those names. Praise God. Well, Mother Minister Willette, with the request that you have for the ones that have back trouble and arthritis and clogged arteries and cancer and the deliverance that God placed in your heart so heavily, we're going to ask you to go ahead and pray for that, and then I'll go ahead and take the prayer for that Karen Gardner has said concerning still praying for Brother Charlie, and also for the Cry in the City ministry for
okay.
That endeavor for them launching out in that new ministry and to go down to
okay.
The street ministry. Praise God for starting
right.
On the Saturday. Praise God.
Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. We come before your presence once again. We appreciate you, Lord. I just love you for who you are, Heavenly Father. I thank you for our Savior Jesus, and we pray all these prayers in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you
yes.
So much, God, for already hearing our requests. And, Father, we lift up specific ones regarding sickness or illness, Lord God,
that we know of personally, Lord God, but we are in agreement with Minister Alexander in the name of Jesus, for she prayed that no sickness, Lord God, you don't want us to be sick. You want us to be whole. You want us to be well, even as our soul prosper, Heavenly Father. You want us to prosper in health in Jesus' name. And you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and by your stripes that we are already healed. So we pray right now according to your word, and we cancel, render void, and we plead the blood of Jesus against the attacks against the body of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for being a healer this evening. We thank you, Lord God, that you've already accomplished, Lord God, our good health, Lord God, in the spiritual realm. Now we pray for the manifestation of this healing in the physical realm, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you already for working miracles of, Lord God, dealing with those clogged arteries in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for that calcium buildup being removed supernaturally in the name of Jesus. I bless you and I appreciate how, Lord God, that you're causing the back to do what it needs to do so that people can be in and walk the way they need to accomplish the things that they need to get done. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you love us so much that you want us to be well, Lord God. You want us to be in good health, and there is no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright before you. So we're interceding on behalf of those, Lord God, and we're touching and agreeing with Sister Alexander's prayer when she prayed, Lord God, that you don't want us to have no sickness, and it did not come from you. So, Lord God, we pray right now that the word of God for supernatural healing to be released, Lord God, upon these prayer requests concerning pain, Lord God, and trouble in the body. We thank you right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We even lift up, Lord God, Pastor Burt, Lord God, we're dealing with that vertigo, and not just her. We know people in our church, Lord God, and even I had a bout with the vertigo about a week or so ago. But I thank you, Lord God, that I am well in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that we walk in divine health, and so we claim it in the name of Jesus, because your word says to have the God kind of faith, and whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. So God, by faith, I count it done. I count, Lord God, glorious, miraculous healings to be released within the body of the people that have been suffering with these conditions in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Lord God, that there is nothing too hard for you. And by your stripes, Lord God, we are healed from these conditions. If Jesus bore these sickness, Lord God, then we should not suffer. Your word teaches that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling and our vessel that we live in, Lord God. That means that no plague should attack our bodies. And your word says no weapon formed. We realize that the enemy wants us to be weak and wants us to be bowed down and having infirmities. But God, you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. So I thank you, Lord God, that you are a healer this evening, and we claim our healing, and we proclaim it, and we declare it, and we render void and ineffective anything that the enemy is doing to try to attack the body of Jesus. I thank you, and I pray right now that the body of Christ is covered with the whole arm of God. We walk in Jesus Christ, even as your word says, after that you receive Christ, walk in him. So, God, we cast down everything that try to come against us. So when different symptoms try to come, we rebuke them in advance. The Lord has already rebuked you, devil, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now. We bless you right now. We praise you. And thank you for clothing that one in their right mind, Lord God, healing that one with, Lord God, trouble with anxiety, Lord God, and oppression and depression. Oh, God, we Thank you, Father God, for sending Jesus where he came to set those that have been held captive and bound by the devil, to set them free. So, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I declare wholeness upon these bodies in the name of Jesus. And we even intercede for our loved ones. Even though they may not be where they ought to be, Lord God, in Christ, we still intercede seed on their behalf in the name of Jesus. We love you, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much, and we praise you that no weapon formed against us or our families shall prosper, and by your stripes we are whole and well, and we walk in divine health. I declare it, decree it, and proclaim it, for your word is gone forth, and it shall not come back void, for you've given us the authority to trample on scorpions and serpents in the name of in other words, you've given us the authority through the Holy Ghost, Lord God, to trample on what the devil tried to cast at us. So we cast down all these things in the name of Jesus and speak wholeness in Jesus' name, I pray. And I thank you, Lord. I love you so much for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. Thank you for the miraculous, Lord God, testimonies that will come back of how you have healed bodies in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Bless God. Praise God. We bless the Lord, Mother. Will had already covered Pastor Bird already, too. So we'll go ahead and pray for Charlie and also for the ministry for Sunday, for Saturday. Father, we do honor you and give you glory and praise. And thank you for our Brother Charlie. We continue with prayer and believing you for a miraculous move of God through healing to be manifested in person, cancer, cancer at the root in the name of Jesus. As my sister has said in the word already going forth with Mother Alexander about the healing and about prayer, glory to God and sickness and disease is not of you. We're thanking you, Lord God, that you have blessed and delivered him. We're standing on your word. God, you have the last say, so we know that cancer has an assignment for death, but God, you know how to raise from the dead. You all know how, glory to God, to heal and deliver. You know how to extend limbs. You have done it in so many records. You know how to regulate minds. So this is the thing right here with cancer, not too hard for you. And you done did it so many times. We've heard praise reports of the marvelous work God has done. And even sometimes when there's been a release and gone on, God, we thank you, healing is on the other side. But we're standing in the gap for him, praying for his wife and family, that you will strengthen them through this challenging time while they're going through this transformation in the name of Jesus. We pray over to God for a cry in the city ministry. God, that's a blessing right now for everything. We go into the street and the cry. So they got for people, lives to change, for them to be transformed, for them to come to know who Jesus is, and just and also to have a walk with him, not just to be converted, but also to live a life over to God until eternity. In the name of Jesus, we pray a blood covering and a protection and a shield over glory to God, our pastor, our minister, Gardner, as well as Evangelist Gardner. God, as you bless him to go out and for this endeavor, for the launch out in the deep and take on your word for this vision, God, bless them. Give them wisdom. Protect them. Shield them in the name of Jesus while they're out there. God, let them be able to discern their surroundings and who they're speaking to and what God has given. Let them have a sensitive spirit to the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Now, we pray for the hearts of man. God, we pray that the word do not fall on a hard heart. God, we pray that you take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Prepare a heart, glory to God, for those that they're interceding and standing in the gap for and witnessing to, that they'll be able to receive the word and receive it with gladness. And those, glory to God, that are rejected, God, let them be able to discern what to say and to move on in the name of Jesus. But we're thanking you in advance for those that will be reached. We're thanking you and blessing you and binding up every demonic and satanic force that will come to try to intervene or try to come against, glory to God, what they're doing. There won't be no payoff or confusion in the midst. We please the brother Jesus. We pray, glory to God, there will be favor. Favor every time they go out. Favor everywhere they go. We're thanking you, Lord God, for the angels being encamped about them. We're thanking you, Lord God, for the provisions being made for whatever they have to do and whatever material in the future or whatever you are giving them through this endeavor, that you will bless them in a special way. Keep them healed and whole. Bind up the demonic, satanic forces of witchcraft, warlocks, whatever these spells the enemy is trying to send out, especially at this hour in the time, glory to God, with all the demonic forces that call themselves being loosened and set up, glory to God, even through October, which is in the land all the time. But they use this hour in time. We please the blood of Jesus not come near, not their dwelling or ours, God, as we stand in the gap and glory to God, continue to do what you require of us and calls us out and set us apart for such a time as this.
So we pray for the prayer warriors as they stand in the gaps and covering one another, covering glory God, those and those that are going through at this time, those things that we put on the altar. We just thank you, Lord, you're keeping them covered, keep them encouraged, keep them in a place to keep looking to the hills of covering their health, knowing that God is the author and finisher of their faith. We pray for glory God to be blessed and finances in their homes, their children, their families, those that need to be saved and delivered and encouraged. Help us, God, to stay, glory God, committed and committed to you as well. In the name of Jesus, help us to know that no weapon, we can pray it, we can sing it, we can prophesy, but help us to get in our spirits about it, about what your word is saying about us, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made in you, that no weapon formed, it may be formed, but it's not going to prosper and accomplish the things that the enemy wanted to do. But let us not get credit when we do see things arise, glory to God, because we know God's going to work everything around for the good, that he will get the glory out of us. We stand fast and let him fight our battles. Help us to stay with the whole armor of God on, in the name of Jesus, and let him give you his wisdom, his strategy, how glory to combat this force of the enemy that's out here that's loose in the land. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, your mercy, and thank you for your faithfulness. And God, help us, glory to God, to continue to unite in prayer, and God, that we'll magnify the Lord together. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Keep our children and our families, glory to God, covered under the blood. And even as we travel various places, we pray, glory to God, your blood covering. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I do glorify the Lord for you all coming online tonight. And even when I first came out, I was praying to find out God will I be able to come on, because I had an attack. And I thank God for even just coming on through obedience. And then even when the prayer started, glory to God, even for myself praying, and then Mother Alexander came on, that catch in my back was just horrendous, so crazy. I spent all the walking agitation of my knees. And as Mother already, the minister already covered, even with that to reinforce those things with prayer. But I thank God for coming on. God bless and start loosening that thing and giving me where I can sit up and I can be able to do the blog talk. Because I tell you, being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord in spite of, because it was like, oh, I can't cancel, I got to be online. They were saying, you're going to be all right? My daughter's good. I was like, I'm believing the Lord. So as soon as I got online and started looking to find out what the scripture was and just to hear what the Spirit of the Lord said, he started blessing and started releasing more and more. So we were cursing careful that it won't happen, because he's real tricky. The enemy like to come in and try to steal after God does some things. So complete the blood of Jesus, keep that up before the Lord, because that's what he was doing with Pastor Bird. But we believe in there's a change. But I just wanted to testify the goodness of the Lord. So even after Minister Willard had prayed, even and covered, I said, God, I thank you. She covered both things in some of her things, some of the requests that she was saying about the arthritis in the back and all that, even for others. I was thanking the Lord that reinforcement of even what already been taking place, that it'll just come together where we won't have any more of that attack through the night. So I bless the Lord. He is so awesome. So it's imperative that we follow through and do what God tells us, because we don't know how he's going to work. So that's why he said deny ourselves, crucify our own flesh, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. So be persistent in going on being online for prayer tonight. The Lord bless, even in the process, that God bless and touch me too as well. So I thank the Lord for you all being obedient and being in place and believing God, over to God for greater things yet to come. So continue to be encouraged and bless the Lord. We may be coming off a little early tonight, but everything that God wants done was done in a timely manner, and he has blessed in a tremendous way for the prayers and what my ears have heard. And I thank you, Minister Karen, for coming in and standing in the gap. How the Lord just really bless you even in that, and everyone that prays, you know, regular prayer warriors that go on. And we thank you for joining in and coming on board. So we pray and believe in God for great things with the ministry with you and your husband, and keep the faith and despise not the small beginning, but stand fast and hold fast to the promises of the Lord, and know that when God speaks, he's a God that he don't lie, and he will accomplish and achieve everything that he set out to do. We would just submit ourselves and commit. And so no matter what it's the enemy trying to bring, you hold fast and remember, remind God of what he says, and you do what he requires of you, and God's going to bless you all. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Mother Willette, I praise God. I missed you a little bit, but I thank God for you, Minister Willette, glory to God, for being in place and being positioned, and thanking God for when you do come, you come with the anointing, and thank God, glory to God, for the ones that are online and listening, and for what God is doing in your life. I pray God's blessings upon you all. for all that out there in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
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 So if it's nothing else, then we're going to say shalom. Shalom. And speak continued blessings throughout the weekend. Our next messenger will come on the fourth Sunday. And right now I'm not quite sure who that is. And we'll make the announcement probably next Monday, like the Lord say the same. But it's continuously on Monday night at 7. And Lord bless and put the number out there for other people that you may desire to be on. Because everybody come on like on prayer, of course. But they're sometimes blessed through hearing the word or hearing some encouragement or either through the power of prayer or such an agreement in prayer. And yokes are being destroyed even for people coming on. And sometimes they come on and have a request and got blessed in the midst of it. So share the number. And also remember that you can always go back and listen to any of the episodes from a year ago all the way up to now. And it's blogtalkradio.com. And it's /divine connection. And some of this stuff sometimes almost come up. You do part of it, and then you can be able to go back and click on tonight's episode, usually after 20, 30 minutes or something, like you can hear it, or you get, for any of the other ones, you can go and scroll back and click on. Again, Blog Talk, BlogTalk, and then .com /divine, and I spell divine before the ministry is D-E-V-I-N-E. And then CONNECTLN. And that way you can be able to go back and listen to some of the other items. So in the meantime, I do bless the Lord for you and continue to keep us lifted up in prayer as well so we can carry out whatever this time that God has placed on our lives as well. But I love you all. I bless the Lord for you and pray you continue to have a wonderful night, a wonderful week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
and God bless you, too.
Amen.
Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.